fish fucker, she mocks me. It takes two to tango, squid girl. Anyway, we haven't. I wouldn't dare. Coward. She laughs ruefully, taking the sting out of the word. Silver bubbles trickle and bob towards the surface from her mouth. You know, it's hard work breathing for both of us. If you want to help, go up to the surface. Okay. I let go and allow myself to stand up. As I pull away from her, I feel a tightness in my chest that rapidly grows. We may be destiny entangled, but the metabolic leakage is strictly short range. I break surface and shake my head, gasping for air, then look towards the beach. There's a loud ringing in my ears, a deep bass rattle that resonates with my jaw, and a shadow dims the flashing sunlight on the reef. Huh? I find myself looking straight up at the underside of a helicopter. Get down! Ramona hisses through the deafening roar. She wraps a hand around my ankle and yanks, pulling me under the surface. I hold my breath and let her drag me down beside her. My chest eases. Then I realize she's pointing at a rectangular duct cover at one side of the concrete platform. Come on, we've got to get under cover. If they see us, we're screwed. If who sees us? Billington's thugs. That's his chopper up there. Whatever you did must have really gotten them pissed. We've got to get under cover before what? She's wrestling with the iron duct cover, which is dark red with rust and thinly coated with polyps and other growths. I try to ignore the tightness in my chest and brace myself to help. That! Something drops into the water nearby. I think it's rubbish at first, but then I see a spreading red stain in the water. Dye marker, for the divers. Whoops. I grab hold of the handles and brace myself, then put my back into it. How long? The grate begins to move. Do we have? Fresh out of time, monkey boy. Shadows flicker in the turbid waters on the other side of the coral barrier. Barracuda or small sharks circling. My chest aches with the effort of holding my breath, and I think I've ripped open the skin on my hands. But the grate is moving now, swinging up and out on a hinged arm. Come on in. The opening is about 80 by 60, a tight squeeze for two. Ramona drops into it feet first, then grabs my hand and pulls me after. What is this? I ask. I get an edgy, panicky feeling. We're dropping into a concrete-walled tube with handholds on one side, and it's black as night inside. Quick, pull the cover shut. I yank at the hatch and it drops towards me heavily. I flinch as it lands on top of the tunnel, and then I can't see anything but a vague phosphorescent glow. I blink and look down. It's Ramona. She's breathing, if that's what you call it, like she's running a marathon, and she looks a bit peaked, and she's glowing very dimly. Bioluminescence. It's shut. Okay, now follow me. She begins to descend the tunnel hand over hand. My chest tightens. Where are we going? I ask nervously. I don't know. This isn't in the blueprints. Probably an emergency maintenance tunnel or something. So how about we find out, huh? I grab a rung and shove myself down towards her, trying to ignore the panicky feeling of breathlessness and the weird sensations around my collarbone. Okay, so why not let's climb down a secret maintenance shaft in an undersea occult defense platform while divers with spear guns who work for a mad billionaire wait for us up top, hmm? What could possibly go wrong? Oh, you'd be surprised. She sounds as if she does this sort of thing every other week. Then, a second later, I sense, rather than feel, her feet hit bottom. Oh, well, that's a surprise, she adds conversationally. And suddenly I realize I can't breathe underwater.